Name and symbol. The tokens can be characterized by a name and a symbol, a few identifying letters, specific to allow the recognition within the same blockchain. The unequivocal identifier, once the smart contract is issued, will be the address of the smart contract itself. Decimals. It can be useful to define a certain number of decimal places in case the token must be fractional. In this way, it is possible to manage and transfer submultiples, and not necessarily whole units. This is the same as for a number of fiat currencies, such as euros and dollars, which can have tenths and hundredths. Minting. If, once the first tokens have been coined together with the deployment of the smart contract, the possibility of issuing new ones should be foreseen, then it would be necessary that these are not fixed quantities. Max supply. If you want to impose a maximum amount of tokens that can be in circulation, then this field must have a value.